Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Will, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, guys. I've been here for about 6 months now. Moved up here from Florida.
Okay.
And trying to get into the swing of things. I moved up here before the whole shutdown and all that crap. And was wanting to see what was going on. I was getting kind of lonely and was trying to meet a nice lady. And I met this chick named Dana, and we had a good first date. And then we had a second date, which kind of showed that I was a good buddy, you know. But I mean, I helped her basically move. Her basement flooded. And I went over there to help her with her stuff and help clean up the entire basement. Next thing I know, I'm all ghosted and she's not getting back with me. And I just want to know what's going on with that.
You really can't figure this one out, Will?
No, I have no idea what's going on, man.
Are you from that part of Florida that we always see people on the news getting arrested for doing stupid Oh, wait,
Florida,
that's all
man.
Of Florida. No, it's good.
Wow.
I mean, she was using you to help with the basement. I mean, come on, man. It's obvious.
I mean,
you don't want to hear that.
Yeah, you're a nice guy, but I don't know. You know, you got that. Maybe you got that Southern hospitality thing. But up here, you know, people use nice people sometimes. And that's what it sounds like to me. If you need us to call her and confirm, we can do that.
Yeah, I'd like to know. If I got to move on, I'll move on.
All right. Hey, we got you. Hang on the phone, okay? We'll call her next, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Dana?
Yeah.
Dana, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station on Hot 96.9. Can I explain to you why we're calling you? It's actually a really good reason. So we got your phone number from a guy, and I'm going to tell you the gentleman's name in a second, but he wanted us to call you because it's a guy that you know. It's a guy that likes you. He's pretty damn sure that you like him too. So he wanted us to ask you out on a date on his behalf. And wait a minute, there's more. If you say yes to a date, you can basically choose the date. And when I say choose the date, you can choose where you want to go, when you want to go, all that stuff. And we will pay for it. We'll reserve everything and pay for it. So if you want to do something at a restaurant, we'll set that up. If you want to do some sort of picnic, we'll bring food to you. If you want to do something at your place or his place. And like I said, it won't be a surprise. I'll tell you what his name is. Do you want to hear his name?
Wait, who is this?
Okay, so we're calling from a radio station, and we're calling on I'm just going to tell you the guy's name. Do you remember this guy you went out with? His name is Will.
Yeah.
Okay, so Will wanted us to call you because he feels as if you guys had a good date, and he hasn't heard from you since the time that he helped you clean out your basement.
I really don't want to talk about that, dude.
Well, listen, you don't have to do the date, any of that stuff. Is that the reason why? Can we just, like, call him back and say, hey, listen, she was just using you to help her clean out the basement, or is there another?
No, I am not into him because he is a thief, and that is why. So you can tell him that his act is up. He's a
but why is he a dick?
Okay, I like really shouldn't be talking about this, but you know how he helped me out with my basement, like he is some hero.
Yeah.
This dude comes over to my house, helped me clean up my basement because it got
flooded. Mm-hmm. And the next thing I know, missing from my house. And I didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, I must have misplaced it, like, the flood. Like, I must have moved shit around. The next thing I know, I see that he's selling the shit on Facebook Marketplace.
Really?
It's not funny, dude. It's so ridiculous.
Well, I'm just laughing because if you want to yell at him, Will's on the phone now.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like he's ready to go.
Are you kidding me?
Will.
What the are you talking about stealing from you? I'm no thief.
What did he steal? Or what do you think he stole?
Okay, it's not what I think he stole. What did he steal? He stole the stereo of mine that was in my basement. And I know it's mine because it's missing. And there's a little chip on the handle of it, which in the picture you can clearly see the chip on the handle.
A thing that's got a chip in it? I mean, all this I own has chips in it. Just because of the chip in it doesn't mean it's your stuff.
So you're denying everything that she's accusing you of.
Yeah.
Wow, that was quite the pause.
Yeah, well, okay, well, what about that? What about the white wicker mirror?
I don't have your white wicker mirror.
White wicker? Wow, white we've gone back wicker. In time.
Well, first like of all, if you basement. Not it,
hey, when he went into your basement, well, was you it the basement from 1965?
Well, if you wanted me to throw it in the dumpster, then I guess it was garbage anyway. So do you want to go out again or not?
Oh, my God.
No, I don't want to go out with you, you piece of
You're welcome.
You're a loser. Telling me on Facebook Marketplace that you steal from stuff.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis's Smoked Out 420 Fest presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis is Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.